Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Monday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson, and this is 1320 WILS. Great to have you here. Well, let's get to what some are calling the greatest football game ever played, certainly the greatest Super Bowl ever. Last night, the Patriots somehow winning. Hondo Carpenter with us, editor of SpartanNation.com, a man that knows a lot more about football than I do. Hondo, great to have you here.
Thanks, Michael. Always good to be on with you, buddy.
Yeah, do you think this was the greatest football game you've ever seen?
You know what? I don't know if I'd call it the greatest because I've been around a long time, but it certainly has to be in the top two or three. I thought it was a brilliant game. I thought it was excellent. At one point, when Patriots are down to 28-3, they're down 25 points. My son turned to me. Of course, he's young. He's only 11. And said, "Dad, it's over. The Falcons are the champions." And I said, "Son, sit down. This is the seventh Super Bowl for them, and it's not over till the fat lady sings and there's no time left on the clock." And sure enough, they made me look smarter than I was. It was a thrilling football game.
So is this now official? Is Tom Brady officially the best football player to play the game?
You know what? I'm going to tell you, I wondered that same question, but when I see people like Terry Bradshaw and Joe Montana come out and say that he is, and those are the only other ones that would be in the equation with him, then I think clearly, if that's how they feel, I think you got to agree with it. Yes, he's got five Super Bowls. He's done it in so many different ways with so many different teammates. He's really been the only constant, him and Belichick. So, yes, I think he has to be.
Interestingly, when Roger Goodell came out to give the to hand over the award, or the, what do they call that, the trophy, I guess. You could tell that Bob Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, really hates him. Tom Brady couldn't stand looking at him. What do you think of the bad blood that's still apparently there? Are they right to dislike him?
You know what? I love it. It's why tomorrow night's basketball game between Michigan and Michigan State is so precious, because it's absolute what makes sports great. It's a blood feud rivalry. If you don't like the Patriots, you think Goodell's a hero for finally sticking up to them. If you love the Patriots, you think that Bob Goodell is a jerk and everyone else just hates them because they win. I mean, it was the perfect storm. And I got to tell you, I'm not a Patriot fan, but I was rooting for the Patriots just because I wanted to see those guys have to be on the same stage and pretend like they like each other. Yeah. And I got to tell you, Goodell did a good job. But Brady and Kraft didn't. They made it very clear they hate the man. I loved it.
Now, do you think, though, Goodell went too far in attacking Tom Brady's integrity and the team's integrity on the whole?
No, I don't. Not at all. I mean, now, I do think there was a lot of leaks that came out that shouldn't have, and I think that Goodell should have done more to stop the leaks or find out who was leaking. Mm-hmm. But, no, I thought he stayed within the perimeter. Remember, he's got he's got bosses, and that's the 32 owners in the NFL. And although Bob Kraft didn't like it, I know for a fact that he had a ton of owners demanding he do something about it. So he was in a rock and a hard place. I don't think he did anything wrong, but I think that's what makes it fun.
So these other owners, do you think on the whole they despise the Patriots?
Oh, they absolutely despise them. I know one general manager who told me privately, they'll cheat, they'll do anything. He said, and I don't want them getting any more competitive advantages. And again, I think, and I don't necessarily wouldn't call them cheaters, but I certainly think they push the envelope as far as they come. Let's just say this. The Patriots, which being from Massachusetts, you'll appreciate this, Michael, is funny. They are the NASCAR of the NFL, where the old adage is, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Okay. So are the Patriots doing things that other teams are not doing, really?
Oh, yeah, they've been found to do it. They've been found to tape other teams' signals.
Yeah, but is that because they're basically under the spotlight? Or do you really think other teams are not doing these kinds of things too?
Oh, I'm sure that there are some that do it, but I think it's the fact that they're going to stretch the rules to try to find every single advantage they can. It's kind of like this. If you're a Michigan fan, you love Jim Harbaugh. And if you're not, you hate him. But at the end of the day, if you're being fair, uh-huh, Jim Harbaugh doesn't break the rules. Jim Harbaugh stretches him. He does everything that he can do because he's brilliant and because he thinks. And you know what? I think he deserves respect for it. I think it's the same way with the Patriots.
What's the real story, though, Hondo? Why are the Patriots, year in, year out, so much better than the most other teams in the NFL?
For a couple of reasons, and I'll give you a great example that your listeners will really love and appreciate. I have a friend that used to work for the Patriots. And I went to Brian Hoyer, who was a former Michigan State quarterback. And I explained to Brian that if he didn't get picked in the draft, I thought he was going to be picked by the New England Patriots, because other teams just, you know, they look at stats. They don't watch film like the Patriots. And my buddy who worked at the Patriots constantly told me how Brian Hoyer led the country in dropped passes, which means good passes thrown that his wide receivers didn't catch. And I'm very good friends with the Hoyers even to this day. And I remember telling Brian that as soon as the draft was over, the first call he got was from the Patriots. They called him, they booked him, they signed him, and here he is still playing in the league, you know, 8 years later. And he's made millions of dollars playing pro football because they look at things differently. They look at it analytically. And quite frankly, I'm going to tell you, Michael, they outwork people, and nobody wants to hear it, but it's a fact.
Right. Hunter Carpenter with us, SpartanNation.com. Brady's, what, 39? How many years does he have left?
Well, he claims he's got several left. He thinks he may go six more, and the way he keeps his diet and the way he keeps himself in shape, he may. I'll tell you this. I've learned by now, my friend, I don't bet against Tom Brady.
Okay, but you think six more, you think he can get into his mid-40s and be effective out there?
Well, there's been others. Daryl Yopremian did, and again, if he continues to take care of his body and avoids injury, yeah, I think there's a good chance he can. I think the odds are against it, but I think this is a guy who's proven all along. He was a six-round draft pick. You don't bet against him because the odds don't matter with him.
I always wonder, like, why teams like the Lions, they can't see what the Patriots are doing and mimic some of it or take some of the infrastructure of how they run things and copy it somehow?
Well, remember, they just went and got a head coach from, they just went and got a general manager from there who was right in the middle of it. But here's the whole thing. You can mimic and you can copy and you can do all that you want. But at the end of the day, you still don't have the greatest quarterback probably who's ever played and arguably the best coach who's ever coached. So you can have their same systems, but it doesn't work. I would tell you this way. You can put a supermodel in a dress, and you can put a pig, not a human being. I'm not being facetious. I mean literally a pig from a pig yard in the same dress. And one of them makes the dress look great. One makes it look like a rag, and it's because of the person in the dress. And I think what's missed is that, you know, some people, you know, they're going and trying to find a nice big swine at the auction and putting a dress on it and calling it the Patriots. If you don't have Belichick and you don't have Brady, it's hard to mimic it.
Well, one last thing, Hondo. When you watch the, having watched the game myself, most of it, there was no question. I mean, Atlanta looked like the better team, obviously more talented, much faster. They wanted it more in every way that I could tell. How was that not enough? What was it that somehow made the difference at the end?
Well, I would say this to you. I would argue the point that they wanted it more, because when they got the lead, they took their foot off the gas, and the Patriots never quit. I think the Patriots know how to win. I'll give you a great insight. Tom Izzo once said to me, the hardest part about building a program is getting a culture of winning where your guys not only want to win, they expect and know how to win. And that's the biggest thing that has to come. And I think that Atlanta has a good team. I think they're faster. I think in a lot of areas they're better. But it's like the old John Wayne movie, The Cowboys, where he shows the young bull fighting the big bull, and he says the young bull is stronger and faster, but he's going to lose because he's not as smart as the old bull. And I think the Patriots just know how to win. They've got the win of expectation. They know how to prepare to win, and I think it just makes them better.
Okay, but in the last sequence, was there luck involved too last night?
I think there's luck involved in every football game. And I think but you know what they say, luck favors the prepared. And if it's just luck, how come the New England Patriots have been to seven of them and won five of them, and they seem to find ways to win when the luck always goes against the Lions? I'm just saying, I think luck favors the prepared, and they're prepared.
Yeah. Are the Lions going to be in the Super Bowl in the next 5 years?
I don't expect it. As long as the Fords and anyone who has their blood or last name on the team, I don't expect them in a Super Bowl.
No kidding. It's that deep. The blood even, huh?
Yep. If they're even remotely related, I don't care if they're a third cousin once removed who's never met them, and they inherit the team.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it.
Is this some kind of curse on the fan? What is that then?
I think that the franchise for them is a toy. I think it's something that's fun for them. I think it's great to have it. They're not a football family. They're a car family. They don't have any idea on the culture. They have no idea on what it takes to win. And to them, I don't think it's priority number one. I don't think they're bad people. I just don't think they're a winning franchise. And I think that, you know, everything rises and falls on leadership.
Yeah. Well, the Lions have a long way to go, certainly, to get into that stratosphere of the Super Bowl. Hondo Carpenter, editor of the SpartanNation.com here on WILS. Thank you, Hondo.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep.